This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A measure that would require health insurers to provide free mental health checks each year to Coloradans is expected to get its first hearing at the state capitol today. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The bill would allow people to go for a 60-minute sit-down with a mental health professional, similar to an annual physical. Insurers could not charge a deductible or copay for the visit. Democratic sponsor Representative Brianna Titone says the goal is to get more people care and try to end the stigmas around mental health.
To be able to identify any potential issues that they may not be aware of. And those things can lead to further problems down the line.
If passed, Titone's bill would impact about 1 million Coloradans. It doesn't apply to Medicare, Medicaid, or military health plans. Colorado would also need to get a waiver from the federal government to pass a new insurance mandate. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
And state leaders officially unveiled a transportation funding bill at the Capitol yesterday. The bill would raise billions of dollars through new fees on everything from gas to food delivery. The money would go toward roads, electric vehicle infrastructure, and transit projects. Governor Jared Polis says the bill has been a long time coming after other attempts have failed.
No more U-turns, no more detours. It's time for action to fix our roads and our transportation infrastructure. This plan moves us boldly forward in the right direction.
The bill has support from Democrats, business groups, and some environmental groups, and a handful of Republicans. But small government groups oppose it. They say lawmakers should cut spending in other areas instead of raising new money. And 84 Colorado workers were killed on the job in 2019, according to the most recent numbers. The rate in Colorado is lower than the nation's, according to data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. But the state saw an increase in fatalities among Latino workers. Across the country, Latino and Black people and people over the age of 65 are more likely to die in work-related incidents. You're listening to CPR News.